from the top of the car.
We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight, although we have to die. We have to hold the freedom banner. We have to hold it up until we die.
People ask me about this school. What's it like? We've heard a lot of things, etc. And I told them it was a pretty great place. And I was looking forward to the time when I could come back. And they said, why? We got great teachers here. I said, yeah, there's great teachers all over, you know? Great men, great people, great ideas, I said. They said, why did you want to stay here? I said, well, it's free there. So I just want to say, I hope that I have not been wrong in coming back to this glorious institution. If you think I'm wrong, would you let me know? Thanks. I don't think so either.
Hollis University in trust for the people of the state of California, and for them to say I can't is a pile of hogwash. They can and they will.
I was speaking earlier about some people are hoping this is the beginning of whatever the hell it is. Comes the revolution. All right, look around you and see who's standing on your left and see who's standing on your right. A lot of people who never got up off their fannies to do anything until they stepped and said you couldn't if you wanted to. These people say, I want to be able to hear and go back and vote Democratic and vote Republican from now on. And that's what they're going to do, and they got that right. And they got the right to hear those people out there that say you're an ass. But Clark Kerr didn't see it that way. And he says, oh, you might join your club. Well, frankly, by God, I might. I might. And I want that right. Civil disobedience doesn't mean throw a brick through the window. It doesn't mean punch a cop. It doesn't mean tip over this police car. And don't do it. Don't do it. Civil disobedience comes when there is no higher authority who has anything to do with the whole scene, not the legislature, nobody else. The governor as the ex officio member of the Board of Regents, and the Board of Regents, and Clark Kerr, and Chancellor Strong. Those are the people you're talking to, and there is no legal way to get at them. Only way is to stand here, to sit here, to block the whole scene, to embarrass this guy when he picks up the morning newspaper and reads Clark Kerr's a fink.
You've got to say, give it to me, or I will show that I don't like it. I will fight against this. It's the same thing here. They'll never do anything. Why should they? Nothing is going to be done for you and you and you until you and you and you go up there and say, I want it done. And if you don't give it to me, I'm going to object. I'm not going to say I don't like it. I'm going to fight. You don't have to hit the dean. That's not necessary. If you won't fight for what you believe in, you don't deserve to have it.
What we will do, if those students are not released, if the charges are not dropped, that at Monday morning, we will call on TAs, faculty members, and students to stop going to classes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. This campus, if those charges are not dropped, because this is the limit, we'll organize this campus like the CIO organized the factory.
The students received support from the local clergy, who attempted to achieve a one-week moratorium, and amnesty for the suspended students and the arrested Jack Weinberg. However, their attempt at mediation was rebuffed by the administration.
However, if at the end of that 1 week, it is the case that the administration has made no substantial concessions, then they publicly go on record as supporting continuous violation of all of these restrictions that the administration has placed upon us. They further said that these gentlemen were personally in favor of bringing their own tables on campus to collect money.
The concern of some of the faculty was again expressed. They asked the students to disperse first and bargain later. After consideration of this suggestion, the students replied,
whether or not there was a possibility, somehow, that the people here who have stood by these nine all this time, who are personally committed to the extent they are, who voted overwhelmingly to hold on to this car, whether these people are prepared to go home and then, when they're done going home, send a couple of representatives over to speak with the Dean of Men to ask, well, what can you do for us, Dean? And you know what I told them? I said, first of all, they can't do it. Secondly, I'd never compromise myself to ask them to do it.
We could disperse, as has been suggested, I think, in good faith by this faculty member. If we do disperse, it's my opinion that the back of our struggle is broken, that the only weapon we have of embarrassing Clark Kerr, of embarrassing the administration, of showing we're serious and don't leave when we're threatened with arrest, that weapon is taken away from us. Now, those of you who are seated here, those of you who are prepared to go to jail, and not those of you who are curiosity seekers or Sunday friends of ours or opponents, I'm addressing this to you. It's your decision. If the police are going to come in and announce to you that if you don't leave, you will be arrested, if you know that you're going to be arrested, are we prepared to stick to our principles and go to jail? Let me hear it. Yes, sir.
And if there's another car coming, we'll stop every damn automobile they bring on this campus.
Food, kidney supplies, cigarettes, candy is being thrown to the seated demonstrators.
I think I should tell you this. The entire area around Bancroft has been sealed off. There's 500 policemen here.
I have been asked to announce by the ad hoc leaders that are meeting with President Kerr and Mr. Powell that negotiations are at the current time still in session. They feel right now that it seems very, very favorable that a solution will be reached.
When arrest seemed imminent, student leaders, with the benefit of legal advice, gave instructions on civil disobedience to the demonstrators. A leader advised students to remove all glasses, pencils, and sharp objects to prevent injuries, and instructions were given on how to behave if and when the arrests began.
May I have your attention, please? Link arms, go limp, and not resist arrest.
If a policeman beats you, get the badge number.
If they drive you off to the side, just come back and lift your arms again.
The chaplains are here today wearing armbands. They're here for one purpose, to make sure that no students get hurt. So we thank the chaplains for that.
We've received word from the negotiating team that there will be no arrests until the negotiating team arrives. Negotiations have not broken down as yet. They haven't officially broken down yet, but there has been a guarantee that there will be no arrests until they arrive.
You have a choice to act. You have a choice to act like men. Act like men.
And indeed, now the line is moving back and more people are joining the sit-in. The number has easily doubled.
monitors regroup around the now larger circle of seated demonstrators.
A foreign student came up to me. He was interested in our issue, and he made a point to me which I would just like to convey to you. In the last 700 years, a policeman has not been allowed on a German campus. Now, if we are not freer than Germany, why was World War II fought?
Not yet broken down, and we still hope that there is a possibility of reconciliation.
The president of the university signed a pact with leaders of the demonstration, and they returned to report to the demonstrating students. Here, one of the leaders, Mario Savio, reads the pact and asks for its acceptance by the students.
I should now like to read the document. The first provision. The student demonstrators shall desist from all forms of their illegal protest against university regulations. Please, please. Number two, a committee representing students, including leaders of the demonstration, faculty, and administration, will immediately be set up to conduct discussions and hearing into all aspects of political behavior on campus and its control, and to make recommendations to the administration. Three, the arrested man will be booked but released on his own recognizance, and the university, which is the complainant, will not press charges. The duration, this is four, the duration of the suspension of the suspended students will be submitted within 1 week to the Student Conduct Committee of the Academic Senate, not to the administration. Five.
Please, please be silent. Please, please be silent.
Five. Activity may be continued by student organizations in accordance with existing university regulations. That is, in other words, none of the groups originally involved have had their privileges suspended. Sixth and last, the president of the university has already declared his willingness to support deeding certain university property at the end of Telegraph Avenue to the City of Berkeley or to the ASUC Senate. I would like that those who have taken part in this protest will agree by acclamation to accepting this document and, as soon as they have done so, to rise quietly and with dignity to walk home. May I please have that decision?
Proposed negotiations deadlocked, and the chancellor disbanded the committee. New demonstrations ensued, culminating with the arrest of some 800 demonstrators. Student leaders and teaching assistants called a massive strike and the university ground to a halt. 2 days later, the faculty voted 8-1 in favor of student goals. In a student election held during the crisis, free speech candidates swept the field. But the final authority for the solution of the dispute rests with the Board of Regents, who seem reluctant to grant the student faculty demands.
This song is being sung. Raising their right hand from the V for victory signal.
Brother,